An Australian legal service that helps to return children abducted overseas by a parent say it's getting more and more concerned about the impact of COVID-19 on resolving cases. Under the Hague Convention, a parent can apply to courts in a signatory country to have their child returned. But the risk posed by this pandemic is being used to oppose these applications. Rebecca Chapman is the managing lawyer of the International Social Service Australia Legal Service. And Brian, who can't be identified for privacy reasons, is a parent from Queensland whose child has just been returned to Australia. Rebecca and Brian, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you very much for having me, Fran.
Brian, hello there.
Hello.
Brian, you saw your baby. She's just turned one for the first time in over 6 months on Sunday. She'd had to spend 2 weeks in quarantine after coming home, being returned from New Zealand. That must have been very difficult, knowing she was in the country, but you couldn't see her for those 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was difficult. It was really stressful during the COVID-19. Knowing that she was stuck in New Zealand.
Yeah. Your daughter was taken to New Zealand, as I understand it, by her mother in January, and then her mother sought to oppose the application for her return on the grounds that international travel was harmful. Is that what happened?
It was meant to be for 2 weeks, and then it ended up as 2 months, and then it became pretty much staying there, not coming back.
Right. Did you think that the mother of your daughter was trying to keep your daughter in New Zealand permanently? Is that what you thought?
Yes.
Rebecca, how much of this are you seeing? How much of an issue is COVID-19 in... Well, it's not clear if this is a parental abduction case, or are you clear this was a parental abduction case in this case?
Yes, this was definitely a parental abduction case. And in the case, the taking mother did argue that COVID-19 presented a risk to the child if the child was returned to Australia. And that is something that we are starting to increasingly see. Initially in the pandemic, we saw COVID-19 causing delays to the court process because of court shutdowns and government closures and the like. And then as it progressed, what we started to see increasingly, what we saw in this case, which is where taking parents were arguing that they shouldn't be made to return their child to Australia because returning the child to Australia would put them at grave risk of physical harm or put them in an intolerable situation because of the increased risk of contracting the disease on international flights.
On a plane. And are courts accepting that as an argument? How are courts dealing with it?
Look, at the very beginning, it was a really uncertain time, and that added a lot of stress to the left behind parents. At first we weren't sure. Cases are only start, you know, cases take time, and the pandemic is still, you know, only a few months in some respects. So we're starting to see judgments come out now where courts are finding that COVID-19 does not pose a grave risk to children, which is hopeful. What we're then starting to see is when return orders are made, COVID-19 then presenting complications and delaying the actual return after a return has made, because time needs to be spent, locating flights, applying for travel exemptions, taking into account relevant travel bans between certain countries.
But those things take time. They're impediments, and that's frustrating, I understand, for the other parent, but it's not the court orders aren't being flouted.
No, they're just taking a long time. They're just taking a long time, and that has, you know, for a lot of these left behind parents who are in this situation, this is could be one of the most stressful things that occurs to them in their life, you know, barring a death of a loved one. It's already got them at their sort of peak stress levels, and the complications of COVID-19 are taking an even greater emotional toll on them.
I'm sure. Brian, just tell us about the emotional impact this has had on you.
It was very stressful. Couldn't really sleep on it. It was just real hard for me to just needed counselling at the time as well.
In the end, Brian, how did your 1-year-old daughter come home? Who brought her home on the plane?
Her mother.
Right. Okay. Rebecca, just finally, I mean, how common is this? How many international parental abduction cases would your organisation see every day?
Well, we do probably about 70 applications per year under the Hague Convention. We have probably twice that contact us to prepare applications, and for various reasons, some don't go ahead. The total figure would be a lot higher than that, but no one can track it. We also get a lot more inquiries about parental abductions that have happened to non-Hague Convention countries.
Right. And are the numbers different because of the pandemic? Are more people, I mean, you can understand people, parents being concerned or at least saying they're concerned about sending someone back on a plane, a child. But are they using, you know, high risk, for instance, in certain areas, like, for instance, Victoria at the moment?
Yeah, they are. But we are seeing, yes, we probably have about perhaps 12 to 15 cases on foot at the moment where COVID-19 is of concern. And of the cases that we've seen so far, we absolutely have seen parents arguing that COVID-19 puts the child at grave risk of harm. We haven't heard it specifically in relation to particular states. It's more around the actual travel itself.
Okay. Rebecca Chapman and Brian, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Thank you.
Brian's 1-year-old daughter has recently returned to Australia after being taken to New Zealand, and Rebecca Chapman is the managing lawyer of International Social Service Australia.